Chapter 1. Rhodes. He mesmerized, captivated, and enthralled me. I'd watched Austin dance for months, his grace and poise outstanding in the crowd of dissolute men waiting by the stage to pour at him. A true master of his emotions, he'd matured from a skittish deer hiding in the shadows to a man taking his rightful place as the king of the club. Everyone wanted him. I couldn't be angry with Austin for leaving me in this dingy back room when I'd broken every rule I'd set for myself by kissing him. The blame for Austin's flight rested solely on my shoulders. All it took was one touch, one simple, devastating kiss, and the tight check on my emotions unraveled, sending everything I held together for years spilling out in wild abandon. I lost control. It both shattered and bewildered me, and I hated that. I was always in control. At the sound of frantic knocking, I buttoned up my shirt and redid my tie with cool precision. A swift glance in the mirror to check and make sure all looked well on the outside, and then I opened the door. "Where is he?" James burst into the room. "Where's Austin?"
"Hello to you, too."
I smoothed my hair and gave him a lazy smile. "Don't give me your bullshit now. This is serious." I couldn't recall the last time I'd seen James anything but coolly elegant. Now, his tie was askew and unknotted, and the blonde hair he normally wore perfectly styled lay stuck to his forehead in sweat-darkened strands. Tension coiled through me, and I gripped his arm, hard. "What's wrong?" I squeezed, and James grunted in pain. "Tell me." Ignoring me, as he'd always done since we were teenagers, James twisted out of my grasp. "I need to find Austin because wherever he is, hopefully Frankie's with him."
"Oh?"
My rapidly banging heart settled back to normal, and I smirked.
"Don't tell me you've got a crush on little Frankie."
With a wrinkle of his elegant nose, James looked every bit like a refined Englishman disdainfully peering down on one of his serfs. But my brother couldn't pull his bullshit off on me. "I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. If you're ready to get your mind out of the gutter for once, I'll explain. Frankie has an ex he's afraid of. One night they had an argument and Frankie got hurt and ended up in the hospital. He says he fell down the stairs. Aaron freaked out and ran, then got into a bar fight, beating some other guy so bad he needed surgery. Frankie was called to testify and stated they had a volatile relationship, and that sort of sealed Aaron's fate. The bastard spent almost a year in jail. He's out now and showed up here, tonight, and we need to make sure he doesn't hurt Frankie. I understand." I finished the sentence for him and sprinted toward the open door. "Austin left here only a few minutes before you came in." "Then most likely he went to the dressing room," James said, right on my heels. "This way to the back, it's quicker." He pulled me in the opposite direction, down a maze of darkened hallways. The blare of the music grew a bit fainter, but my heart pounded a thumping beat in my head. I knew what someone like Frankie's ex could do if he was out for revenge. And what other reason could he have for coming to the club? James stopped before the door and pounded. "Austin, Austin, are you in there?" "Why not just go in? It's your club." Back in his position as my moral compass, James brushed the hair off his brow. "Because I made the men a promise to treat them with respect and dignity, and told them I'd never barge into their private space. Well, in case of emergency, that shouldn't hold up, but if you insist." I pounded my fist on the door. "Open up, or we're coming in." Footsteps patted from inside the room, and the door opened, revealing Frankie's troubled face. "What the hell's going on? Is there a fire?" He raked me over with a withering look. "Why are you here?" "We need to come in, Frankie, and it has nothing to do with Austin." Sensing our urgency, Frankie stepped aside, granting us access to the room. Immediately, I spotted Austin huddled in a chair. His lush mouth tightened to a thin line in a smile so brittle it would have cut me if I put my lips on his, which wasn't happening. I'd let myself get carried away once, but now I was back in control. "What's wrong?" Austin asked, ignoring me and directing his question to James. "I needed a moment, and Frankie was staying with me. We were going back out, I promise. I wasn't slacking off." Waving his hand in the air, James brushed off Austin's explanation. "I'm not concerned, and that's not why I'm here. I wanted to talk to Frankie, but when I couldn't find either one of you, I figured you two were together."
"Talk to me?"
Frankie's brows pinched together. "About what? Care to share?"